Hi children. So last class we discussed about multiple cropping and modern methods of farming. These two techniques could enable us to produce so much amount of food grains whereby India could attain self-sufficiency in the production of food grains. This is one side of the story. The other side is saying that is some of the scientific reports indicate that the modern farming methods have overused the natural resource base. See, when the farmers use more fertilizers, that will adversely affect the soil fertility by killing microorganisms. These microorganisms are inevitable for conserving the fertility of the soil. Another thing is that we all know that earthworms are considered as the friends of farmers. These earthworms can make the soil so loose whereby air can pass through it. This helps the root system of the plant to penetrate in a proper manner so the plants can grow well. But when you use more amount of fertilizers, these type of living things also will die. So that will affect finally the entire agriculture. Now I want to tell one more thing about this one is that our farmers excessively use various kinds of pesticides. When we apply pesticides, a part of the toxic substance will be absorbed by the plant. And when we consume the grains, this toxic substance will reach to our body and that can lead to various kinds of disease. Simultaneously, when the animals like buffaloes or cows, when they consume this straw, they will also get affected by this toxin. So, one should be very much careful about the use of pesticides as well as chemical fertilizers. We must take care of the environment to ensure future development of agriculture. Now, we are moving the other part of our Palambur village, that is the distribution of farmers. In Palambur, there are 450 families. Out of these 450 families, 150 families do not have any land. Some of the farmers have more amount of land, that is around 10 hectares and all, 2 hectares, 5 hectares, etc., etc. But some people have only very less number of or very less amount of land. They can be called margin farmers. They find very difficult to manage to meet both their ends because the income that they derive from this farm is so meager. That is why they are unable to manage the family. Now I am taking one example. Govind is a farmer. He is having only 2.25 hectares of land. He has three children and the entire family fully depend on this 2.25 hectares of land only, and they find very difficult to manage. Once the Govind died, that time the entire land was distributed among three children and each children could get only 0.75 hectare of land, and that land was very meager for each one of them to manage. Whereas some of the rich farmers, I already told you, they have enough amount of land. That is why they are able to make more revenue out of the land. Now another important thing we have to remember is that the labor supply in Palambur. Most of the rich farmers hire laborers from either marginal farmer side or landless farmers. In Palambur, more laborers are available. That I already told you that around 150 families do not have any lands. So they are trying to get jobs from mostly very rich farmers. So there is a very heavy competition among the farm laborers to get jobs. That is why they are getting very less amount of money as wages. Now we will come across the next aspect, that is the capital needed in farming. Most of the small farmers have to borrow money to arrange for the capital. For example, we are taking Savita. Savita is a small farmer. She has very less amount of lands. Savita does not have enough money, so she decides to borrow some money from Tejpal. Tejpal Singh agrees to give Savita a loan at an alarming rate of interest, that is 24% for 4 months. Even though this interest rate was so high, she agreed because she did not have any other avenues to get loan from someone else. That time Tejpal insisted her certain conditions. First, high rate of interest, and she had to give all her produce only to him after the harvest, and moreover she has to work for him whenever she is free. Savita agrees to these tough conditions as she knows getting a loan is difficult for a small farmer. In contrast to the small farmers, the medium and large farmers have their own savings from farming. They are thus able to arrange for the capital needed. Now we are going to discuss about some of the important non-farm activities in Palampur. The first one is dairy. Dairy is a common activity in many families of Palampur. Milk is sold in the nearby large village known as Raiganj. And another important one is small-scale manufacturing. People of Palampur involves very simple production methods and are done on a small scale. They are carried out most at home or in the fields with the help of family labor. Another important non-farm activity is shopkeeping. It is associated with a few people in Palampur. Shopkeepers buy various goods from wholesale markets in the cities and sell them in the village. Items sold are rice, wheat, jaggery, soap, etc., etc. And the last one is transport. It is a fast growing sector in Palampur. There are a variety of vehicles on the road connecting Palampur to Raiganj. They ferry people and goods from one place to another. And in this respect, we have to encourage all sort of non-farm activities, because these non-farm activities require less amount of land and that can provide more revenue to the people. So what are steps can be taken in this regard? The first thing is that government should provide cheap loans to the people. Second point, easy and cheap transport facilities will certainly encourage non-farm production activities. And the third point, the government should provide marketing assistance to the villagers because their products are often unstandardized. Thank you, children.